ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Flashman on the March, written by George MacDonald Fraser, read by Jonathan Keeble. Half a million in silver, did you say?
In Maria dollars, worth 100,000 quids.
He held up a gleaming coin, broad as a crown, with the old girl double-chinned on one side and the Austrian arms on t'other.
Damned disheriting old bitch, what? Mind, they say she was a plum in her youth, blonde and buxom, just your sort, Flashy.
Ne'er mind my sort. The cash must reach this place in Africa within 4 weeks, And the chap who was to have escorted it is laid up in Venice with Yellow Jack.
Or the clap, or the sailor's itch, or heaven knows what.
He spun the coin, grinning foxy-like.
You've changed your mind, haven't you? You're game to do it yourself, good old Flash.
Don't rush your fences, Speed, my boy. When's it due to be shipped out?
Wednesday. Lloyd packet to Alexandria. But with Sturgis coming all over yellow in Venice, that won't do, and there ain't another Alex boat for a fortnight. Far too late, and the embassy'll run my guts up the flagpole as though it was my fault, confound 'em.
Aye, it's hell in the diplomatic. Well, tell you what, Speed. I'll ride guard on your dollars to Alex for you, but I ain't waiting till Wednesday. I want to be clear of this blasted town by dawn tomorrow, so you'd best drum up a steam launch and crew and get your precious treasure aboard tonight. Where is it just now?
At the station, the Strada Ferrata. But damn it, Flash, a private charter'll cost the moon.
You've got embassy dibs, haven't you? Then use 'em. The station ain't spitting distance from the Clutch Mole, and if you get a move on, you can have the gelt loaded by midnight.
Heavens, man,
steamcraft and spaghetti sailors are 10 a penny in Trieste. If you're in such a sweat to get the dollars to Africa...
You may believe it. Let me see. Quick run to Alex, then train to Cairo and on to Suez. No camel caravans across the desert these days, but you'll need to hire nigger porters,
for which you'll furnish me cash. He waved a hand.
Sturgis would have had to hire them anyway. At Suez, one of our navy sloops will take you down the Red Sea. There are shoals of them chasing the slavers, and I'll give you an embassy order. They'll have you at Zula, that's the port for Abyssinia, by the middle of February. And it can't take above a week to get the silver up country to this place called Atakrat. That's where General Napier will be.
Napier? Not Bob the Bug Hunter?
What the blazes is he doing in Abyssinia? We haven't got a station there. We have by now, you may be sure.
He was laughing in disbelief.
Do you mean to tell me you haven't heard? Why, he's invading the place with an army from India. The silver is to help fund his campaign, don't you see? Good God, Flashy, where have you been? Oh, I was forgetting. Mexico. Dash it. Don't they have newspapers there?
Hold up, can't you? Why is he invading?
To rescue the captives. Our consul, envoys, missionaries. They're held prisoner by this mad cannibal king, and he's chaining 'em and flogging 'em and kicking up no end of a row. Theodore, his name is. And you mean to say you've not heard of him? I'll be damned. Why, there's been uproar in Parliament. Our gracious Queen writing letters, a penny or more on the income tax. It's true. Now do you see why this silver must reach Napier double quick? If it don't, he'll be adrift in the middle of nowhere with not a penny to his name, and your old chum Speedycut will be a human sacrifice at the opening of the new Foreign Office.
But why should Napier need Austrian silver? Hasn't he got any sterling?
Abyssinian niggers won't touch it, or anything, except Maria Theresa's. Purest silver, you see. And Napier must have it for food and forage when he marches up country to fight his war.
So, it's a war chest. He never said a damn word about war last night.
You never gave me a chance, did you? Soon as I told you I was in Dickie's meadow with this damn fortune to be shipped and Sturgis in dock, what sympathy did dear old friend Flashy offer? The horses laugh and wish to be joy. All for England, home, and the beauteous Elspeth you were. And now,
says he, with that old leery Speedycut look,
all of a sudden you're in the deuce of a hurry to oblige. What's up, Flash?
Not a damn thing. I'm sick of Trieste and want away, that's all.
And can't wait a day, you and Hooky Walker.
Now, see here, Speed, do you want me to shift your blasted bullion, or don't you? Well, I go tonight, or not at all. And since this cash is so all-fired important to Napier, your embassy funds can stand the row for my passage home, too, when the thing's done. Well, what do you say?